CC sets the stage for crypto custody debate. The agenda unfolds. The SEC's crypto task force is rolling out the red carpet for a high-profile roundtable on April 25th. Titled Know Your Custodian, Key Considerations for Crypto Custody, the event promises to be a deep dive into the complexities of crypto asset custody. The event kicks off with opening remarks from SEC heavyweights, including Acting Chairman Mark Uyeda and Commissioner Hester Pierce. Following this, two main sessions will dissect custody through broker-dealers and investment advisors. Expect a plethora of insights and perhaps a few heated debates. Who's who in crypto custody? The lineup is nothing short of impressive. Moderated by Zach Zweihorn of Davis Polk & Wardell LLP, the panels feature industry leaders like Jason Allegrante from Fireblocks and Terrence Dempsey of Fidelity Digital Asset Services. These experts will shed light on best practices, regulatory challenges, and the future of crypto custody. We look forward to hearing from experts on these important issues, said Commissioner Hester M. Pierce, signaling the SEC's commitment to tackling crypto's thorniest problems head-on. How to tune in. Whether you're a crypto enthusiast or a regulatory aficionado, the event is accessible to all. The roundtable will be held at the SEC's headquarters in Washington, D.C., and will be open to the public. Doors open at 12 p.m., and for those who prefer the comfort of their own screens, a live webcast will be available on the SEC's website starting April 11. For those planning to attend in person, registration is required. Online viewers can simply click a link on the SEC's site to join the live stream. No excuses for missing out on this one. What's next? This roundtable is more than just a meeting. It's a signal that the SEC is serious about integrating crypto assets into the regulatory fold. With top minds from both the regulatory world and the crypto industry coming together, expect significant strides in how crypto custody is understood and managed. Keep your eyes peeled for follow-up actions and potential new guidelines in the coming months.